My name's Jono Bacon, and I'm still living my life online.
My name's Stuart Langridge, and I still don't have a life to live online.
And this still is...
Shot of Jack! It's increasingly possible to live your life online, to store your data somewhere else, in someone else's custody. And let's be honest, you're going to do that. Unless you really are one of those survivalist nutters who runs their own servers for everything. So, where should that data be stored? If you store all your data with Google, then you have to worry about the big G's intentions, and you have to hope that Don't Be Evil includes don't shut down the services. If you store all on your laptop and don't have online, off-site backup, then you're sunk if some thieving London scally steals that laptop in the pub. Not to mention when you try and get your data from somewhere else, and you can't. If you diversify and store it all over the net, choosing the best online application for each task, then you have to manage a dizzying array of separate servers and passwords and applications, and your data won't integrate together. You can't easily invite one of your Google contacts to collaborate on one of your Zoho documents, or attach one of your Flickr photos to a Facebook friend. In a world where your data's everywhere, how do you manage the contest between convenience and confidence?
So what we're talking about here today is how we balance, if we have a line, and on the far left side of the line, you're incredibly confident that your data is secure and safe and all the rest of it. And on the far right side of the line, it's really, really easy to put your data somewhere and to share it and to have access to it, right? And how do we get with this array of different services with Google and Ubuntu One and Flickr and all these different things, how do we balance this? Is that what you want to know?
Exactly. I mean, part of it is one obvious, easy solution is just use Google for everything. And there are benefits to that. It means that if you've got an Android phone, they'll tie in very neatly. It means that all your data will integrate together. It's very easy to attach a Picasa photo to a Gmail email, for example. If you decide that... Yeah. You don't want to store your pictures in Picasa because you think Flickr is better. So you actually choose the best thing for the task. So photos go into Flickr, email goes to Gmail, documents go to Zoho rather than Google Docs. Then at that point, suddenly you get the advantage that all your eggs aren't in one basket. If Google decide to pull the big red lever for some reason, you don't lose all of your data. But... your data doesn't integrate anymore. All the stuff that we take for granted on the desktop, the ability to attach a document to an email. If your email is with one online provider on the web and your documents are with another online provider on the web, that's actually really hard. It's a massive regression step from how it was when everything was on the desktop. And how do you decide how to do this? Do you just stick all your eggs in one basket for convenience?
It's interesting how it kind of harks back to the discussion when, I remember we used to talk about this a lot on Lug Radio, when everyone talks about software freedom and open source and making sure, we talk about open source typically within the premise of stuff you install on a computer, on your local computer, your desktop, or if you're running a server, what's on your server. But a lot of the kind of free software brigade would not talk about proprietary web services such as Google and Gmail and all the rest of it. In many ways, it is a regression in the sense that if it's very hard to make one service talk to another service, and it's beginning to get a little bit better. I think one of the middle grounds I've used, trying it in the middle of that line, is, for example, when I started using blog lines. I don't really use it so much now because I get everything off Twitter and Identica and Facebook and everything. But when I was reading a lot of blogs, one of the things I liked is the fact that you can dump your list of blog feeds into a file, an OPML file, I think it was called.
Yes.
And then you can basically load that into another blogging service and you get your feeds back. And in the same way that Gmail became a lot more attractive to me when I could access it from my IMAP client, because I can copy data from one IMAP service to another IMAP service if I want to, or I can get it onto my local machine. When you couldn't do that, when it was just the web interface, it was a lot less appealing for me to have that confidence and that convenience at the same time.
There is quite a big movement. There are lots of people who care about. They don't care that much about open source. What they care about is open formats, that it's easy to get your data in and out of a piece of software, whether that's desktop software or web software or whatever. It's easy to put your data into it and then get it out, so you can easily leave. You're not locked into that program or that service. Google are actually quite good at this. They are quite good at making sure that your data is available. Gmail emails are available over POP and IMAP. And other services are not necessarily as good as that. But there is this really big movement towards the idea of open data.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think the thing is, I mean, I think no one would deny that that's a good thing. Like, whether you use it or not, no one would deny that it's a good thing. I mean, some people will just use, for example, Gmail, and they will just log in from the web interface and use that, and they're happy with that. They're happy with their data being at Google, and that's fine. Some people have much more stringent privacy and kind of compatibility requirements when it comes to their data. But the thing for me with convenience, without wishing to turn this into an Ubuntu One show, convenience to me is not only being able to move data between services, but to have data right in front of me. So, for example, one of the things I like about Ubuntu One is the fact that my files exist on my desktop as well as on the Ubuntu One server. So I can have access, I have deep integration. My Tomboy notes exist in Tomboy on my desktop as well as on the server. And I think that's what I'd like to see more of from the convenience perspective. Like, it's easy to say we only need to work on the kind of the confidence thing, making sure that people have access to their data. But I think we've got a long way to go in terms of convenience, is making sure that I want everything in my fat client desktop environment. And I want that to be, I want it to be readily accessible to me, and also I want to have confidence the fact that I can share that data and move it around to different places if I want to.
Yeah, at the moment, if you're moving data in between one service and another and you're going through your desktop to do it, it's not actually that difficult, which is quite good. But if you're trying to go directly from service to service, so you intend to live your life entirely online, don't have any local storage, you've got a Google Chromos laptop, for example, then all the work that's happened in integrating things on the desktop just hasn't happened on the web yet. Lots of people are working on this. You know, this all ties into things like having one identity with OpenID and being able to do OAuth to tell one service you can trust this other service. And you've got things like Backupify, which Aid Bradshaw mentioned recently. Mm. And this is, again, it's an online service, but you authorize it to read your Twitter posts, your Google documents, your WordPress posts, Gmail, Facebook, Zoho, Delicious, Flickr, whatever. And then it just goes away and makes sure they're all backed up. So yes, that's still in the cloud, but it's an awareness of the fact that people will have this data online and they want to take backups of it, but they don't want to have to think about how do I install some kind of thing which backs up Facebook, and then separately from that install an IMAP, offline IMAP client that goes and dumps mail from Gmail. They just want to just go somewhere and say, this thing, Backupify, please back up all my social stuff for me, please.
And I think it's interesting. I think it's interesting what you say about how if it goes through the desktop, it eases the ability to kind of transfer between these different mediums. And in many ways, the desktop is the perfect platform for aggregating information. You know, I mean, email is a good example. I mean, with me, I use an IMAP service for my email. You know, it means that I can have my email online and I can access it from my phone, but I also have a local copy of it on my desktop. It means that my desktop becomes a place where I aggregate information and I manipulate that content from my desktop. It's much easier for me. It's a much more pleasant experience to manipulate content and produce content on a local desktop machine, because you've got all the benefits of a fat application framework, and then push that out there. So I'm wondering whether everything should go through the desktop. Maybe that's the best way of doing it.
Yeah, well, I personally agree, but then, you know, this is the ethos behind Ubuntu One, and that's what I work on. But there is, so, you know, obviously I'm going to think that's a good idea, because that's why I designed it that way, the stuff that I designed. But there is lots of work going into this, and people are trying very hard to make it easier to make. So how do you make the decision? How do you decide whether the convenience of having all your stuff at Google is a better idea? Or do you think that you want to use the best service? So you want to use Flickr for your photos because it's better than Picasa. And then how do you deal with the fact that they don't integrate properly? How do you actually come to make that decision?
Well, you know a good group of people who can offer input on that, and that I is, don't. Of course, the Shot of Jack community. So what do you think, folks? What is the best way of sharing information? How can we draw the line between convenience and confidence? What's the best way of sharing information, being able to access it, having that level of confidence, but also being really convenient, plugging into the way you work, into your workflow? What systems and tools have you found that work well with this? What have you found that suck? Go to shotofjack.org where you heard this shot and share your thoughts there. And of course, if you want to contact us or you want to share your thoughts on Twitter or Identica, then go to shotofjack.org/discuss and you can read more information about how to participate right there.